Conditions were good. The building was renovated in March.
Conditions were good. The building was renovated in March. There are facilities on each floor, but bathrooms and bedrooms are shared, about five or seven to a room. Although conditions are good, there is tension in the camp. People say that some of the camp's administration take money from the refugees in order to give them better rooms or even to allow them to stay in the camp. There are also water cuts.
You say the conditions are good now and they were much worse in the winter. Are the conditions in this camp causing health problems of any kind amongst the refugees?
I don't think they're causing
health problems at the moment. Although the hygiene was pretty poor, now it's much better. But people are pretty distressed and develop depression. They're confused. Most of these problems relate, of course, to the war experience in Syria. But also this is related to the inadequate reception they received in Bulgaria. There was an integration centre in Sofia, but it doesn't work properly.
So what they basically need is a camp where they feel safe and where they feel stable and where they're given the opportunity to integrate or to find new lives or even move on to new countries, because many of them want to move on to Germany. Is that right?
Exactly, and many do so
because they have relatives in Germany or in other Western European countries. So when the state agency threatened to move people from this camp to the other one based near the Turkish border, people were frightened into leaving, even illegally. So they paid traffickers around 3,000 euros. This all caused tension among the refugees and between the refugees and the state. So they organised a protest in front of the building they're living in. Sadly, some protesters said they would go on hunger strike and others threatened to commit suicide.
And what's been the response so far of the Bulgarian authorities and the National State Agency for Refugees?
The response was rather unclear.
In an interview on Wednesday on National Bulgarian Television, the director of the State Agency for Refugees declared that the refugees themselves just didn't want to integrate into society and that their only intention was to leave the country as soon as possible. So that's why they didn't have the right to stay in the camp. At the same time, there were rumours among the refugees that they were never really going to be moved, only threatened. So that everything was essentially done to frighten them into leaving voluntarily to avoid potential forced removal by the police. Many don't know whether they'll even reach another host country or not, whether they'll have a legal right to stay, or whether they'll be returned. It's very difficult for the children involved here too. Long journeys, unknown destinations, and interrogations. To complicate matters, some refugees have been given a three-year-long refugee status, which means they can't travel or work outside Bulgaria. Others have received five-year-long status where they can travel and work. This has caused further problems between the refugees and the state as they suspect the authorities of corruption in deciding who gets the more favourable refugee status. This has been worsened by the racist discourse of the state agency.
But basically it seems like the Bulgarian authorities want to get rid of this problem and have it taken off their hands.
I think it sounds pretty much like that.